Anybody who owns a home knows that anything you want to accomplish, any problem you have, can be solved if you have enough time and money. And Nancy may have that kind of problem out in spring with her garage door. And when it comes to garage doors, we reach out to the Overhead Door Company on Main Street. That's where we find Brad this morning waiting to help us out. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning.
So here's Nancy's dilemma. She says, we have a newly built home. It's a year old, single story, and we can hear the garage door opening up and down, all over the house, everywhere. But she says it's especially bad in one of the kids' bedrooms. And she says the ceilings are high. It's 10 and a half feet tall. The attic is insulated well, but they just can't figure out what to do about this annoying problem with the noisy garage door. What do you say?
Well, here's a dilemma. When that garage door opener is attached to that ceiling, it's run in with lag bolts into the ceiling joist. But when that motor's running, it vibrates. So it'll vibrate into the floor. So one thing you can do, you can buy a vibrator isolator kit to try to reduce that. Now, it's not 100% guaranteed that'll work. The other situation is the insulation. Insulation is not really soundproofing.
Right.
They do make a soundproof insulation. It's a Roxwool. It's a called Safe and Sound, and you can actually get it at Home Depot. So you'd have to replace the insulation in the attic to deaden that sound. It's great material that will help significantly reduce the noise and the vibration coming through that floor.
But you just nailed it. You see, I think the problem, I don't think it's noise. I'm betting what they're getting is vibration.
It's a combination. You're right.
So the alternative she's got here is that they can, number one, remount the thing so it's not mounted that way to isolate it with some sort of isolating device.
Yeah, they make a rubber grommet vibrator isolator kit that attaches, and that helps reduce some of the noise.
Or
say it's not 100%.
No.
And in some cases, depending on the motor, how much it's vibrating, it still may not reduce it enough that you still can, you know, you'll still hear it through the floor.
And then I think the more extreme thing is to go with the insulation thing. So maybe,
yes,
maybe we try the isolator and then the insulation if worst case. Or otherwise, just open and close the door manually if you don't want to wake up the kids.
Yeah, that's a little extreme. We want that convenience when it's raining.
That's right. Hey, you know what? He's Brad. He knows all about convenience and garage doors because the Overhead Door Company invented them. That's why they're the company we trust for questions about overhead doors. And you'll learn more about them, of course, at homeshowradio.com on the homepage. Brad, thanks for helping us out.
Thank you.